A paper published today in the journal Current Biology identifies the world's loudest bird. It's the male white bellbird, and it woos its mate with ear-splitting, two-toned clanging. The Pulitzer Center sent reporter Dan Grossman to visit with one of the paper's authors in the Brazilian Amazon. Here's his story.
Oh, something good singing here. Listen up for a sec.
Under the cover of a high jungle canopy, in the heart of the Amazon, ornithologist Mario Cohn-Haft leads an evening birding session, expertly mimicking a few tunes from his repertoire of Amazonian songs. Most birds here are fiercely territorial, so when Cohn-Haft whistles a song from within a common potu's territory, it responds by repeating the cry, the avian equivalent of yelling, "No trespassing." On a research expedition 2 years ago, Cohn-Haft captured a rare male white bellbird for his collection at Brazil's National Institute of Amazonian Research. As you can guess from the name, the white bellbird, at least the male, is completely feathered in white. This one was nearly a foot long from bill to the tip of its tail. And beneath the feathers, Cohn-Haft saw something unusual.
I noticed that its stomach muscles were very different from most birds' stomach muscles. This bird had a six-pack.
The bird's abdomen was 5 times thicker than that of a normal bird.
Clearly had to be some kind of adaptation to making a really loud sound, presumably so you don't blow your guts out, you know, and so you don't get a hernia.
He wondered if he'd discovered the secret to the male white bellbird's weird metallic song. It's famously loud. But it wasn't the record holder as far as anyone knew. That superlative was thought to be the screaming pihah, a species heard across the Amazon.
And the screaming pihah is really sort of the signature sound of the Amazon rainforest. There was a study actually measuring the amplitude of a screaming pihah, and the suggestion in this paper was that it may be the loudest bird in the world.
Cohn-Haft wrote his old friend Jeff Podos, a professor at the University of Massachusetts in Amherst, and described the white bellbird's big muscles. Podos is an expert on animal behavior and communication.
He sent me an email, said, "Hey, do you think this is potentially related to how loud these birds sing?" And I figured, well, there probably is some sort of link there. But as far as we could tell, no one has actually tried to document how loud those birds actually sing. That seems like something that should be done.
But there was a problem.
It's actually not easy to record amplitude or loudness of animals in the field.
It's difficult because the amplitude of a sound depends on how far away you are from the source. And a bird's call appears louder or softer depending on which direction it's facing. The researchers packed up a kit with a precision audio recorder and a directional microphone. They drove 14 hours north from Cohn-Haft's lab in the Amazonian city of Manaus. Then they hiked 2 days into the white bellbird's territory at 3,000 feet above sea level.
You have to picture, he sings from a perch at the very tops of the trees, this exposed bare branch.
The forest was quiet, absent confounding sounds that could interfere with the measurements. At times, they were able to get within 100 feet of branch-top male singing. And they made recordings with these birds staring right at them.
He has a song type that we call type one. It goes, bong, bong. And he has this rare song type, type two, which is this very explosive bonk, bonk. He gives that only once in a while, except when the female shows up and lands on his branch. He switches 100% to type 2.
The scientists could tell immediately that the more powerful type 2 song is much louder than that of the screaming pihah.
It is 3 times louder than the screaming pihah. It's the loudest bird recorded to date.
More ear-piercing than a jackhammer. Twice as loud as the bellow of the American bison, 4 times louder than a howler monkey. Podos says there's no particular scientific need to know what bird is loudest. but
when we're trying to appreciate nature, we want to understand the extremes. It's a great place to look at the limits of what nature can offer. It's the same basic idea as, you know, why are we so interested in how tall giraffes can be or how fast cheetahs can run?
Their finding, published in the latest issue of Current Biology, raises many new questions.
How is it that they can do this without going deaf? How is it that the females are able to withstand this? And are they putting themselves at a disadvantage? We just have no idea.
Kohnhaft and Podos are continuing to study the anatomy of the birds of the Amazon that they've captured. They plan to make more measurements and observations of white bellbirds in the wild. For Here and Now, I'm Daniel Grossman.